Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I have a movie to make week 52. That's what this is. And we'll be talking. Oh, Jesus. It's just. So I'm bringing my voice into this microphone, into this feed, a day late this week. That's a popcorn tin. Yeah. A little popcorn for the boy and I tonight, because I'm trying to keep his world as normal as possible, as normal as a three-year-old could have normalcy, because there's a normalcy word, because the wife and I are trying to stay abreast as to what's going on, but we got a three-year-old who's with us all the time, and we don't want him to see what's happening on TV. Obviously, he still thinks all cops are good, and we still have that innocence in him, and we aren't looking to take that from him prematurely. So I watched a little Jungle Book with the boy tonight, and that was fun. Popped some air popcorn, and it was a good time. It was a good time to just stop thinking about everything, because I, like many of you, I would imagine, my mind is racing. It's going 100 miles an hour, and it usually is anyways, but a lot of it is just like I'm frustrated that I can't get out of the house and go be a part of some of this stuff. So I'm really happy that all the younger people who don't have kids yet are able to do this and do that. I've been waiting for something to snap or to break for a long time. I was here for the 92 riots, and I thought things were going to change then. And things did change, but for the worse, as far as small businesses and whatnot, and that could still be the case. But this feels a little different, and I couldn't be more optimistic as far as directions things are going. And I'm sure that we'll talk more about it on the After Disaster, which I haven't done this week. But week 52 of this little feed, I got to tell you, I've been kind of dreading doing this all week, because it just doesn't feel right to be talking about, I'm trying to make a movie. But the more I thought about it, the more I let myself think that way. It's okay, because what drew me to make movies, and what drew me to want to make movies, and what drew me to movies to begin with, and my love of movies, is because I do think that they have an actual impact on the way that we are as a society and as the human experience. And movies are incredibly powerful and meaningful and have something to say. And everything I've ever written has always had something to say. So I'm not just looking to, entertain people for 90 minutes with anything that I'm doing. And that's definitely the case with An American Dream, which I kept my promises to myself. And one of the reasons why I also did this a day late this week is because I wanted to have my meeting with my publicist before talking to you. And it went over swimmingly. It took us a while to connect because he's in Australia. But we had, I think, 7 or 8 Skype disconnections within the first 20 minutes. But then once we switched over to FaceTime audio, everything went swimmingly. And we talked for about 45 minutes, and he's all on board. It turns out he was going to be on board to help me out just because he likes the film, and we had a good relationship when he was working on the movie when it first got released. But I told him that if he has movies that make sense for what I do, and if I like them, then I absolutely will screen them and talk about them on the talk about them on my shows and suggest that or give you guys a heads up. I mean, that's what I do anyway, so it's not that hard. And if he's got some small independent movies that are available for people to watch that are good, I mean, that's what I try and do. That's the whole point of the Film Vault and Cinematics anyways, is trying to find smaller movies. I know it devolves into like the big sexy Hollywood movies quite often, just because it's easy and everyone's talking about them anyways. But I always try and bring at least a one or two small movies per week or two. So that went over well. What else went over well? An American Dream is buttoned up. I knocked off 9 pages and made a number of changes, and I feel confident enough in it to have sent it off to a couple of my contacts. And We shall see. I know a lot of you read those first three pages, and I got a lot of nice feedback, which is always nice because writers are very insecure. I own that. I admit that. Very insecure with all my work. I'm pretty confident in this one, but I heard nothing but really nice things. I'll try and find another way where people can see it. I have it up on the Patreon. You know what I'll do? I'll just make it available on the public part of Patreon. So you can go over to Patreon and check it out. That's what I'll do. I'll post it on the public Patreon. Smart. That's smart, Cowan. Yeah. So, we're living in times that they're going to, and I've been saying this since the pandemic. And what's weird too, I've been talking to the wife since the pandemic started, and every now and then I get this weird spidey sense thing. And I haven't actually brought this up to her, but I kept saying to her that I felt like the pandemic was going to be the second biggest thing, and that something else was going to almost make the pandemic seem like an afterthought. And I thought it was going to be some kind of massive corruption, which obviously happened, but it's not, you know, overshadowing. There's the word, overshadowing. It's not overshadowing the pandemic. But I think when you look back at, you know, the first 6 months of 2020, first year of the new decade, perhaps, the pandemic is going to obviously be there. But my hope is that some sweeping changes happen. Honestly, like I said, I'm fairly optimistic. I really, really like seeing the people rise up. And my favorite thing is that the politicians have no idea what to do, because it's not like these protesters have any demands. They're just out there showing their support and showing their disgust with the current situation. And it's not like they're saying, you know, do this, which what they want is total reform, which is needed. And there's no way you can do that overnight. So the politicians are like, how do we can't even give them the ransom, because the ransom is like, they're not. Okay. So, yeah, highly recommend sitting down with a bowl of popcorn and your young child, if you got one, and just watching an old 60s Disney movie, because that was probably the most peaceful I've been in the last 4 or 5 days. But it's not like I'm upset. Obviously I'm upset about what got us to this point, but I'm angsty, and I'm upset that I can't be more a part of it. So working on that. Okay. It's been a year also, 52 weeks of this here feed, getting close to the halfway point. And I don't know, the first one I ever did was released on June 14th, and this is June 2nd today, and so next week should be the 1 year mark. Like, you know, this should close the loop, but apparently there's an extra week in the year. I don't know how these things happen sometimes. I went back and I counted, and I didn't like skip over a week, so I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry, it's the end of a very long day. I'm sweating in my kitchen, it's hot, and I'm about to go out and sit in my car, because it's curfew, so we can't go out and do the show. I'm going to sit in my car in the driveway with my laptop on my lap. Well, I guess that's what they call it, a laptop, and do a Zoom / professional recording somehow of the after disaster. While I watch police helicopters fly overhead, because they've been buzzing my neighborhood pretty good. All right, everybody. Oh, so have the military helicopters. You know what I haven't seen in a long time is one of those Hueys, like the kind that you see in the beginning of MASH. Do 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 do. La di da. God, I hate that song. Remember those baby Hueys, like those Hueys with the two the two propellers. I haven't seen those in a long time. I used to get scared when I was a little kid and I'd see those. Like my stomach would like drop out. I'd be like, oh God, it's happening. What was happening? I don't know. Maybe this. All right, everybody, stay safe, stay sane, and I'll talk to you week 53 and probably be more back on track.